وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Now, when we look at United Nations, and when we look at the countries that acclaim to care about human life and human safety and human everything, let's just say, you know, they care about humanity, they are so good. When you look at them, or the superpowers, we can't help but ask basic questions when we look at the condition of the world. When we look at the economic poverty, hunger, and loss of life in several countries, if not in many countries of the world, are caused, and they are the cause or the result of the intervention, repression, usurpation on the part of the big powers. Any country that goes through poverty and hunger, look at who's causing it. You'll find out that 99.9 of the times, it is in fact the superpowers. They have intervened and caused this problem. And we ask a question: who has caused Africa, the land of plenteous resources, to see this day, to live in such poverty? Who has kept the people, for example, of Bangladesh and India for years and years under being exploited by the Western countries, be it England or be it America, despite their natural resources and great potential? So India and Bangladesh, they're not just any countries, they're very rich countries and resources. But why are the majority living in poverty? So we can say, who has brought them to the point that today we hear people die of hunger in these countries? I mean, it's not like they don't have the resources. It's not like they don't have the gold or the gas or the coal or the trees. I mean, India, for example, Africa, they have diamonds, they have oil, they have, I don't know, even they export fruits like bananas and what have you to even America itself. If they have so much resources, then how come we see people dying of hunger and even thirst at times? And who has brought about hunger and poverty and misfortune for these nations? And even being backwards in terms of technology, or even acclaiming or gaining some sophisticated technology that they can use to better themselves in, or to try to create a better life, or try to create a better life for their citizens. Who is doing that? I mean, it does not need a genius to figure the answer to these questions, or to these questions. It's simple. Look at who's involved in Africa, who's involved in Asia, who's involved in Latin America. Isn't it these superpowers, be it France, be it Germany, be it America, be it the United States or the UK, or even Canada or Australia or what have you? These countries are the one, or as they call them, the G7. These are the countries that are making sure that millions and billions of people around the world live in poverty because they are either under sanctions or they're either been exploited or either they've been, you know, repressed or they have, you know, even invaded. In a lot of countries, you still have French armies, you have German armies, you have whatever armies in other countries. I mean, isn't that invasion? I don't know what else to call it. So if it wasn't for those countries, those superpowers, then people wouldn't be in this mess. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, when we talk about superpowers and those who claim to care about human rights, we see that the organizers of the United Nations organization and the principal drafters of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and those who even today shamelessly claim to be the supporters of this declaration are the real authors of those misfortunes of countries and states that we have spoken about. The same people who sat down and wrote those declarations are the exact same ones who are depriving it from people. Otherwise, there is no reason as to why Africa, the land of, you know, abundant bounties, or Latin America with its natural wealth, or the great India, and many other third world countries should have lagged behind and remained backward in spite of sufficient manpower and natural resources, which is a mind-boggling thing if you think about it. Why is that so? I mean, why are these nations are so backwards? Now, today, the system of political denominations of capital and power prevails in the world, which is very obvious. And there is no doubt that in that this is the system of dominance of capital and power is controlled and steered by the same people who are the fathers of the Declaration of Human Rights. It's not a stranger, it's not a man from the moon, it's not aliens. It's the same people, the founders of this human rights, are the ones who are steering this world into this direction. And under their will of capital, power, and machine, we see the nations of the world being crushed and struggling helplessly. The UN is the most outstanding product of the efforts made for human rights. Yet, what has it done in the past for the nations of the world? And what is it doing now? That's a very fundamental question that we need to ask. Has it achieved anything? Compare that to Islam, for example. Islam achieved so much for humanity and without having to bring buildings and people together and nations and declaring stuff. The law itself was made for man to help them become better people, regardless of who they are and where they are. Now, we leave this discussion here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله 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 اللهم صل على
محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله.